The question of whether the Bush team will rebuild alliances could become urgent. In his second term, President Bush faces a host of foreign policy challenges: non-proliferation, Iran, and North Korea, not to mention the war in Iraq. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has this report on the thinking in Washington's foreign policy establishment.
The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Richard Lugar, holds a fairly traditional view on foreign policy. He's a Republican who has championed the issue of nonproliferation and often speaks about the need for alliances, such as NATO. He's clashed with the Bush administration over the lack of planning for Iraq, but Lugar says he sees a change in tone in the administration as it tackles other challenges.
I think there is a desire for NATO to work, for the United States to be effective with other allies of the United Nations and other international fora. Clearly, in the negotiations in Iran and North Korea that we touched upon specifically.
Speaking a few days after the election, Lugar admitted his optimism hinges in part on Secretary of State Colin Powell, a key moderate who is not expected to stay long in a second Bush administration.
I encourage the Secretary very strongly today Stay. That his advocacy and his voice are very, very important to this country and the world.
Many others in Washington are not convinced there will be a change in tone in the administration, though they are waiting to see how different the foreign policy team will be. James Steinberg of the Brookings Institution says there may be a greater degree of pragmatism simply because Iraq has been so sobering and the budget deficit rising, but he doesn't predict any great shift to more reliance on the United Nations or old allies.
The one element of the personnel that you know isn't going to change in the second term, in addition to the president, is the vice president. And the vice president is enormously influential and has very strong views about these things. And I don't see, somehow that this is going to be changed or that those perspectives on how power operates in the world and how the United States achieves its interests in the world are going to be radically transformed in the second term.
As for the challenges ahead, experts agree there are many. The Brookings Institution's Martin Indyk, focusing on the Middle East, said the U.S. has to take its ideological blinders off in Iraq and recognize the need for changes in approach there. And he called for more active U.S. leadership on the Israeli-Palestinian front and on Iran, which he argued are interconnected.
It's the three I's, Iraq, Iran, and the Israeli-Arab arena, that on the one hand hold out the most hope for a lasting foreign policy legacy. After all, the president is now in his legacy term, a foreign policy legacy of peace, stability, and democracy. And on the other hand, those three eyes hold out the most danger of it turning into a legacy of bloodshed, instability, high oil prices, and exacerbated conflict and terror.
Despite the deadly insurgency in Iraq and the stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace process, President Bush continues to profess a visionary foreign policy to reshape the Middle East.
This administration's faith in freedom to change people's habits is worthy. And that'll be a central part of my foreign policy. And I've got work to do to explain to people about why that is a central part of our foreign policy. I mean, I've been doing that for 4 years.
Some Republicans suggest that a second Bush administration could follow the Reagan model. President Reagan was highly unpopular in Europe in his first term, but then negotiated arms deals with the Soviet Union and rebuilt bridges to Europe. Others doubt President Bush will change much, given his big election mandate and his strong convictions in foreign policy. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.